Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, everybody. It's a wonderful day again. It's really nice to have this opportunity to speak with you all. I hope you're doing really well. Today, we're going to speak a little bit on Are We Not Alone? Meaning those spirits and other entities out there, such as the angels and the elementals, such as fairies and gnomes and so forth. Have you ever remember when you were a child and you would see these little creatures wandering around, sitting on your windowsill or out in the yard? Sometimes you'd think that they were a butterfly, and when you got closer to them, you can see that they weren't actually a butterfly. Or sitting in your room playing with your toys, and you're feeling like something's watching you, like you're being watched, because you can feel that hair on the back of your head kind of sticking out. Cheryl, have you ever had that happen to you?
Can't think of any particular instance.
No?
Mm-mm.
I had that happen to me.
Not as a child.
Lately?
Well, lately, yes, a lot.
Describe one.
Describe a particular instance, huh? Well, I can sense and feel spirit around. Not actually seeing them. Occasionally, I've been to the park or whatever, and I've seen the violet globes and pink globes and that sort of thing.
The globes is actually their energy source, or what their true appearance is. It's energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, in some cases, a protective shell, so they're protected when they're in this level of energy, in this earth plane.
Oh, interesting.
But I remember when I was a little boy, and we would go to church on Sunday, which was a spiritualist church here in Seattle, Washington, and there was this little area by one of those holly trees, and I used to play out there, and there was always, I could hear a voice, but never, I couldn't see a body. And it would talk to me from the tree, and I called him Fred, and he talked to me for a number of years, and he was saying things about the goings on in the church, and talking about how wonderful and beautiful it is, and the integration of bringing spirit together where there is no physical illusion like we have around us right now.
Right.
And they were talking with me even up to this day. Not Fred. I haven't heard from him since I went to the church. But there's been others. You know, I've seen fairies. When I was a little boy in Enchanted Village, you know, I was convinced that there was fairies there because it was enchanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did eventually one day did see a fairy sitting on a bench. But as I got closer, they're a little skittish. They don't want to be captured and studied,
right?
You know, because they're passive beings. They don't harm you or anything. And this kind of a subject is a little bit hard to believe, I know, for some people. But we are really not alone. I mean, we ourselves are sitting back in a realm, our soul, per se, watching this scene, this stage that we've created called the earth plane. And the scene, it's almost like you're watching TV or playing a video game. You still have the controls. You can still control certain things, like sending in a message. Don't jump out of the plane. Or no, take this job, not that one. Mm-hmm. Or, yes, this is the right mate to choose. Choose this one. Okay? We can do that from our higher self. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we also have, it's like an assistant. You know, if you think of yourselves as an actor, the actor always has an assistant. Mm-hmm. Well, our assistant is many faceted and many fold. And that is the ascended masters, for instance.
Exactly.
Believe it or not, Master Jesus assists us. Mm-hmm. He comes to us with a common belief that we are equal to him. And he also learns and teaches. Mm-hmm. You see, I had a meeting with someone yesterday who and I'm gonna quote this. What is it about the God that we focus on every day? Who is it? Is it the Christian God? Is it the Jewish God? The Hindu God? What God is it? And I believe it's the same God, because it is a God that ultimately, the kind of God this is one that's ever forgiving. There's no judgment, because you're the one that judges yourself. You face yourself, like mm-hmm. looking in a mirror, say, God, I wish I hadn't done that. You know, but it may be a little harsher than that, depending on what it is that you may have done. And when I talk about the ascended masters and spirits and so forth, these entities are all connected to that divine vibration. Forgiveness. What did Jesus demonstrate in his life? Love.
Absolutely.
And forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Okay? And love, I believe, is God. So you have these entities that are watching us because of that unconditional love, to make sure that some of the things that we choose isn't something we do not have to go through. Or if we have a question, or if we're feeling hurt or sad. I had a pretty traumatic childhood after the age of 7. And I always had my master teachers and angel guides coming and holding me in a sense with their energy and their vibration to help me through it. Mm-hmm. Or when I was left at home alone with no adult care, because my mother had to work and couldn't afford a babysitter. Mm-hmm. You know, when it started getting late and I had to go to bed and turn off the lights, you know, it'd be a little scary.
Absolutely.
But I should have stayed away from the horror shows. Well, before I went to bed, you know, but Bobby, who I call her Bobby, and that's, as you know, is Lady Nada.
Yes.
She was there for me, and she was a very beautiful vibration, and I've always known that she was there. She was there when I was being born. Mm-hmm. So we see these spirits all the time. The block is getting your conscious mind to wrap itself around the concept that the illusion is what you look at in the mirror. The reality is what is beyond that veil. There's no mystery behind the idea that when you lose this physical body in a change called death, that there's energy. And science, mainstream science, has proven that energy cannot be destroyed. So where does that energy consciousness go? And we're going to talk about that on another show in the future.
Oh, great.
But some of that consciousness goes into another life force that stays behind to help those that are still here in the physical plane. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of funny, you know, physical plane, what does that really mean when the physical isn't really the physical?
An illusion.
It's an illusion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had experiences, and I know others that have had it. They'll look at a wall and they'll notice that it'll move a little bit with a little haze behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like the movie Matrix.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the problem with the matrix, the wall's not completely whole. It's moving. Why is it moving? Well, it's because it's energy. We should be able to walk through that wall just like these spirit friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they do all the time because the wall doesn't exist to them. The energy of it does.
It's our conscious minds that keep us from doing that.
It does. And, mm-hmm. and one of the things that the Ascension Foundation is doing is teaching us to connect to our heart mind. And it's not really the Ascension Foundation that's teaching this. It's the Ascended Masters. Okay? That's how they exist. They communicate and live their life based on the consciousness of their heart energy. The conscious mind is designed for the purpose of seeing the illusion. And if you can control that alpha concept to control the mind, then everything that you see around you isn't the same. You'll start seeing spirit. You'll start seeing energy in motion. You'll start hearing things and seeing things that you never seen or heard before. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be teaching people in a future class at the Ascension Foundation how to connect to spirit and how to talk to them on their own. Hmm. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely.
Now, when we get back, we're going to go to break here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'll be opening up the phone lines to talk with any callers. And that will be 1-800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Thank you very much.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, everyone. This is Cheryl Gardner, and you're back with Michael Shane on The Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters. And there are a lot of masters here today with us today, right?
There are four: Saint Germain, Master Jesus, Kutumi, and El Moria. I saw Bobby standing back behind this window a few minutes ago, and they're pretty excited because it's time to get the word out there that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. We're not alone, and even when we feel alone, we are not alone. We have our guides that are there with us all the time. We have angel guides that are there to protect us from things happening to us that's not karmically meant to happen to us. And then we also have loved ones that stay behind that are not earthbound. They just choose to be there with you, maybe just because they're not ready to say goodbye completely.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when my Uncle Eddie passed away, he hung out at my house for almost a year, and he never said a word to me the whole time, but he was there. It was a little eerie a little bit because you were expecting him to talk to me, and he didn't talk to me. So, and I know that some of you out here on the airwaves have had the experiences of seeing these entities that we call ascended beings or spirit guides of sorts, and you're not nuts or crazy. I there for a while, you know, people would say that to me, that I was just losing my mind. But the truth is, you're not losing your mind. There is another reality out there, and that reality is where you see yourself presently is less than the reality than what is beyond that veil. So,
very good. Well, I'd like to just share with everyone out there, for every listener that calls in and talks to Michael today on the show, they get their choice of three different sessions. You can have a 30-minute channeled reading, or a crystal light energy healing, or a past life regression. This is our way of sharing the teachings and getting you acquainted to the Ascended Masters, and seek them out for guidance and direction.
It is a wonderful opportunity to do that, and I'm more than happy to put in the time to do that so I can share the knowledge that was given to me in this lifetime.
Absolutely.
So what do you say we go ahead and go to the phones?
Well, let's give them the number one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Be sure and call in, and let's have conversations with the masters and see what kind of guidance they have to offer us today.
Sounds good.
We'll start things off with Jackie calling in from Tacoma. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hello, Jackie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. I'm actually calling today because I'm concerned about my nephew. He is in his 50s. And he's been in the car auto body business practically all of his life. He's very good at what he does. But in the last couple of years, with the economy taking such a downturn, he's almost had to close his doors. And yet, he's wanting to try to make another comeback again. And I'm really concerned that he's making the right decision.
Okay, well, I have Master Jesus here right now, and he has some good news. So if you want to take some notes,
okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you, so I can get into the energy a little bit more. What kind of business it was? Did you say it was what?
It's actually auto body. He is Johnston's Auto in Missoula, Montana. And what he does is either restore old cars or paint cars. And sometimes he does etching on windows for decorations for people. He's very talented, does very good work.
Okay.
He can make an old wreck look like a brand new car.
Okay. There's a lot of interest in this particular modality because of the History Channel. They're doing these these Pawn Star programs, and from that they have an individual that restores old things from cars, and then there's another person that restores Coke machines and things like that of a antique nature. And so if, from what Master Jesus is telling me, if he puts himself out there on the internet, not only is he going to get internet sales, people are going to start knowing about this, his work, all over the place. And there's a potential that he's going to end up with his own show, because he's in Missoula, he's in Missoula, Montana, out there away from the limelight of Las Vegas. Okay. And there's more of a sense of a reality to that, to people that would want to have their cars worked on in such a nature, whether it's a new car or an antique car. You see? So he's saying that there is a potential, as long as he realizes his life isn't at 50. He's beginning. Okay. He's beginning a new life. Okay.
I see.
And it's a life of resolution, and belief in himself.
Okay.
And out of that, he has a better family life. He has a better personal life. He has a better business life. And then when the day comes way down the road, he'll have a good spirit life. And it won't be so much what he left behind. It'll be what he takes with him. And it will be satisfaction that he accomplished his goals.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
That's wonderful. I know he wants to keep trying. I just hated for him to be disappointed again.
Well, that's the problem. You know, when you get into a mode where things are working out, you start developing that old fear that that it's not going to work out. And when you're doing that, as long as you're the only one that's involved in that situation, you end up creating that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's been doing most of his life.
Right.
Now he's moving into the new. Okay? He's moving into the feminine era, and you don't have to tell him that because he's in Missoula, Montana. But
right.
it's that energy that's manifested around all of us, regardless where you live on this earth plane, where the power and integration of the feminine vibration is integrating once again back into the whole. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll definitely tell him.
Tell him just to keep himself up. Go hunting for life.
Okay. Well, he would like that advice, I'm sure.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't go hunting for the poor little animals. Go hunting for life.
Okay.
Well, now, Jackie. Oh, okay. Well, Jackie, now that you've called in, you know, you actually have an opportunity to give me a call at the Ascension Foundation, and you can have your own private channeled reading with Michael and the Masters, or you may elect to have a past life regression or a crystal light energy healing. So after the show today, be sure and give me a call at the Ascension Foundation. Our number is 1-800-508-6437, and hang on and let us get your contact information before you go.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And what do you say we go ahead and go to break, and we'll come back to Ann and Maria after the break? You are talking to Michael Shane on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic. Shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're listening to Michael Shane on The Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters. And before I turn it back over to Michael and we take our next phone call, I want to let everyone know that we're having a psychic development workshop starting on Thursday. This Thursday, April 18th, we're going to meet at 6 o'clock. So if you'd like a rare opportunity to have hands-on training from Michael, who is a phenomenal transphysical medium, come join us in our Tacoma Center on Thursday, April 18th.
It's going to be a wonderful class.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to doing it.
And it kind of ties into what we're talking about today.
The spirit world.
Learning to listen and hear spirit.
Yep, that's going to be part a little bit of the class is to connect to that spirit guide of yours, because that's the one that helps you when you're going into communication or when you're opening up some form of your gift.
Right.
So,
and a lot of us don't even know or are aware of what our gifts are.
Most of us don't on a conscious level, but somewhere in there it's screaming out at us because it's there. You know, we're created by God. We must have some sort of connection to that energy. It would make sense.
Maybe you can talk to people out there that are listening and just explain how each and every one of us are born with divine gifts.
Every single one of us, you know, we're born through that vibration of the love energy of God and created in a oneness energy. And we'll always, no matter how long this whole experience lasts, be connected to one another as a whole. But we're also looking at the potentials of a individuality, which is something that we didn't have before. When God is there, God is unconditionally love, no judgment. And in that vibration, that's a teaching that the masters help us with, that we should not be judging others. that we will judge ourselves. God is not going to punish us for anything. God loves us unconditionally. And to be in that vibration, everything is possible. As Wayne Dyer once told me, in the vibration of God, all things are possible.
Absolutely.
And it's just a beautiful, we don't have to get, you know, strange about the whole thing. It's just, you know, God is. And I believe Eckhart Tolle coined that phrase. And God is. And I believe God is there with us, all around us, in everything we see or do.
Well, should we take our next phone call? Bring Ann on.
Ann is there. Go ahead, Ann.
Hello, Ann. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. I love this show. I can't believe you've taken my call. I try and ask the Ascended Masters to help me, the angels, my spirit guides. I've gone in and out of points of my life where I've felt them and not felt them. And right now, financially, I'm struggling, and I'm not feeling any support from the universe. So I'm hoping you can help me.
Well, I believe that the universe is here to help all of us. And like I was talking about God, God has nothing else in mind for us than to be happy about ourselves and to be successful in anything that we do. And that vibration is always there. And you find, if you do some research, the only thing that's there that's blocking us from doing that is ourself, nothing else. But it is, you know, an opportunity, as you will have with calling me today, a reading or whatever you would like to do with me, from a crystal light energy healing to a past life, where we can see what it is that you're blocking that's preventing this from happening. But the message that I'm going to give you to answer your question is from the individual that you're asking about. Master Saint Germain, he mastered in finance, money, wealth, and the power that goes along with it. Okay? So if you want to manifest a connection to Saint Germain, what you do is you do a quick affirmation that you command the white fire and the violet flame to protect you and surround you in love and light. And that you ask that the Master Count Saint Germain come forth and give you guidance through your financial issues to help you move forward so you can better yourself, your life, and the people within it.
Okay.
So when you add that you're caring about others and you're focused on others as well than just yourself, the Masters will come to you quicker.
Right, and I am caring for children. And I'm familiar with the violet flame. I'm not quite sure how to use it to my benefit. So maybe, you know, if when I come see you personally, you can help me with that.
Well, I can tell you a little bit of that right now.
Okay.
When you're bringing out the violet flame, you first start out by visualizing a flame, and then you change the color of the flame to the violet energy, and then that comes forth from your heart chakra.
Okay?
And then you encapsulate the entirety of your body in that energy, and it connects to your nervous system through the spinal fluid in your spinal cord.
Okay.
So it goes out through its body. So on its own, it will manifest what your cellular thoughts are manifesting and creating. You don't even have to think about it. All you do is you're demanding it in a positive vibration to come forth. Your inner body or your causal body will take care of the rest.
And then all your cells will vibrate at that level.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the goal. Okay, great.
Okay,
great.
Now, one more thing. The violet flame is not the energy for finance, though. Okay? What you want to do is use the energy that Christ uses, and that is the red ruby ray. Okay? The red energy is the energy for money.
Okay.
So when you're paying your bills, you want to write your bills out in red ink with the vibration that you're happy and love and light. I'm able to pay my bills instead of going, man, this is expensive this month. You know, you want to keep the positive flow.
Be grateful, right? Have that gratefulness that this is a wonderful thing, that I'm able to do this.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to pass you over to Cheryl here so she can let you know what's coming next for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just give me a call today or tomorrow, whichever's convenient, at 1-800-508-6437, and we'll arrange for your private session with Michael. And you can tell me at that time if you'd like a channeled reading, a crystal light energy healing, or a past life regression.
Perfect. Let's move on to Maria now, calling in from, I guess, the greater state of Washington. We don't have a narrow down.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Michael, my question is, I've been writing and wanting to write for the last maybe 3 or 4 years or so. Nothing's polished, but just writing. But when I write, usually I feel like somebody's in there watching me, but they never say anything, or I try to communicate, but there is no communication. And I would like to know who that is, or if, you know, if they're trying to tell me something or something I should pay attention to.
Well, first off, let me say that what I'm going to tell you is based on my truth and what I'm perceiving, that I'm seeing and hearing, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm being told that it is one of your master teachers, and it is a female master teacher by the name of Lady Portia. Okay, and you can get a description of who she is on the internet or go to Google. I may have her on my website, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But you can find out who she is. And she is an intellect of the utmost power and would be interested in your writings. So she's there to try to stimulate you to write.
Oh, good.
Okay. She's a very beautiful entity. She's there with you. From what I'm being told, she's been with you since your early teens. Because there's something about your mind and how it works. It's pretty unique. And she's telling me you would understand what I'm saying. It's a little bit different than the normal way. Your mind goes into things beyond what you would just read about. And you're going to find that's what basically you're going to write about.
Okay.
You know, we've already, you know, read the love stories and the vampire stories and the stories of this and that. But how many stories have we actually read about that has nothing to do with this earth plane at all?
Yeah.
So you would be bringing that in to give people out there in this world a little bit more insight on what's out there, because like the title of this show is We Are Not Alone, that is very, very true. And you can help people realize that they're not the only ones that are experiencing and seeing this kind of thing.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What I'll do is I'll pass you on over to Cheryl
Well, actually, she stays on the line. Jim will take down her contact information,
okay,
and she can just give me a call at 1-800-508-6437, and I look forward to talking to you more.
And thank you very much for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks very much. We'll move quickly before our next break. You two, we'll take Naomi calling in from Seattle now.
Hello, Naomi.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm having these issues health-wise. So I, for some reason, stay very cold. And I have a heat on, I bundle up, and I'm still freezing. And I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Well, let me tell you, you're not alone.
That I knew.
Okay. Basically, and my wife would be a very good advocate here to tell you what is happening to you, because it happens to her almost every night when I come to bed.
Right.
What this is you have an onslaught of spirits coming into your home.
Okay.
and it'll always be cold when that happens. The colder you get, the more spirit you have. So I'd leave out some milk and cookies and have a party. Okay? Now, if it's beginning to cause you some health issues, what you want to do is ask the spirit guides and angel guides to block their ability to manifest in your environment.
Okay.
They don't want anything from you, from what I'm being told. It's not, they're not like haunting you or trying to cause a problem. No. They just love your energy.
I didn't get the sense that I was, you know, they were trying to hurt me or anything. And I've always told them for years, because they've always been around, I always say, can y'all please bring some heat when you come?
Well, you know what? You know what you could do? You could do some visualization that you're sitting in Maui on the beach.
Okay.
In a beautiful sunrise and the waves flowing and the cool breeze blowing into your hair and just having a good old time. Next thing you know, you'll find yourself in Maui.
Okay.
It's easier for some than others, since you're going to be sitting there in the Maui sunshine next month.
Well, yeah. Maybe I'll see you there, Naomi.
Okay.
So those out there that would like to see Michael and Bowie, come join us.
So they're just spirits. Don't worry about it. You know, just if it's bothering you too much, just ask your guides to either block them from coming in or to help you to turn up the heat a little bit.
Yeah, I'd really prefer they just turn up the heat. I kind of like having them around.
Well, thank you very much for calling in today. I look forward to talking with you again.
All right, thank you. Yeah,
great. You are talking to Michael Shane on Transformation Talk Radio, and you can call in at 800-930-2819 if you wish to get a reading from me. You all have a wonderful break here.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Hi, this is Cheryl Gardner again with the Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters. And Michael, before we go to our next phone call, can you tell us about this amazing experience that we had in Mill Creek on Saturday? You brought something new to the people that attended that night, and it was such a spiritual healing. Can you tell us about it?
Well, as we all know, our training, really, our development never stops. Mm-hmm. We never learn too much, and learning and knowledge is infinite. Mm-hmm. And I was ready, according to my guides and master teachers, to move on to the next phase of my development. And what that was where my heart chakra gets visited by three or four of my master teachers, and they start utilizing my body to create an energy field around the individuals that are sitting and getting touched by me.
They're in that space.
Right. And what ends up happening is, because it's a pyramid, so there's three people, okay? So that creates a vortex of energy that goes up into the room, out into the audience, and it kind of sprinkles, kind of like feels a little bit like a cobweb getting on your face, you know, where you're trying to get it off and you can feel it, but it won't go away.
Well, I certainly felt the divine vibrations. It was beautiful.
And I heard from a number of people that were there, five, six people, mm-hmm. that they really were shocked because they actually felt the experience. Mm-hmm. And the people that were actually up on the stage, they had wonderful experiences too, because they got to feel it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. But so what does this experience mean to people?
Well, what this does, it helps them open up to everything. You know, I was just told last night that not only is it healing, it also helps them open up to their spiritual gifts, to their healing, to their karmic future. It makes all things possible, mm-hmm. and right there for us to hold on to. Right. It's a beautiful experience to have that happen. Because one of the things that the masters have been trying to teach me is we can communicate to these beings. We don't need anybody else,
right,
to tell us, you know, who they are. They can communicate to us anytime we want to.
It's just a matter of listening and hearing and knowing how to go about it.
And what someone like myself would be doing if everybody started hearing their master teachers, mm-hmm. is I would be the one that would give the confirmation. Did I really hear what he said? You know, that kind of thing.
That's important.
Yeah. So what do you say we go ahead to our next caller?
Sure. Let's take on Elaine from Auburn.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi. How are you today?
I am never better.
Well, that's good. I have a question, and I'm wondering if we should be moving to a new home in this area or holding off to move later, or should we stay where we're at? Because we're having a hard time finding what we want, and I can't even envision myself packing up and moving yet. So I don't know what we should be doing.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will give you some advice coming from Saint Germain, who is an advocate in this area. The housing market is about to make a little bit of a leap, okay, going up in value. So whatever it is that you're wanting, and just follow me when I say this, okay? Things are going to be cheaper right now than they're going to be tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
But in the vibration of you moving, today isn't actually the right time to do it. You haven't completely created the plan yet.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Work on the plan. Give yourself a good 8 months and then start looking. And you're not really going to end up moving very far, because you will okay. be moving.
Okay, that was my question. I didn't know if we were going to move completely out of this area or if I should be concentrating on here.
Well, you like the area that you're in.
Yeah.
You're used to it. It's familiar to you. You're just not completely thrilled with the dwelling that you have.
Correct.
Okay. You will find what it is that you're looking for, but you got to create the plan, and you will find it in your surrounding area there. And you will be happy. This next home that you're going to be moving into is actually the one that you're going to stay in.
Oh, good.
Okay, and you're going to build from it as well. Your life, you're going to build your life from it. Because your life,
okay.
too, like I said earlier, to an individual is starting over as well. It's just beginning.
So my question then would be, I don't even know where to begin on what you mean by a plan.
Well, the plan is, what do you really want? What do you really want to do with it? If you were given three choices, which one of those three choices do you want? And not just the way that the home looks. It might be the environment. It might be anything that is different from where you're at now.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to have more bedrooms? Do you want to have less bedrooms? The more bedrooms you have, the more company you're going to get.
Oh, that's nice.
So if you have family and friends that you would like coming, then you need to get that extra bedroom or two.
Okay.
Because
there is a home that we're looking at now that kind of fits what I'm looking for, but it's a home that we're going to have to really renovate. That one is too soon?
No, but the timing, you want to wait just a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and feel free to call anytime.
Yeah, last but not least, I think we have time for one more. We'll take Vanessa calling in from University Place.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you doing? What can I do for you today?
I was wondering, I heard you talking to a lady earlier about prosperity in red, and it seems like right now, I don't know, it seems like abundance is always just around the corner, but it seems like I never get around the corner to it. So I was just wondering, what are the spirit guides saying? Do I need to move out of state, closer to home, to Illinois? I'm in Washington State now, or stay here, or what is it I need to do to move into the financial abundance in my life?
Well, there's going to be a hiring boom in Seattle here. That I'm being told about, and so you're in the right place for that. It's a matter of you believing more in yourself, and that you will get around the corner. Disconnect yourself from the chain that's preventing you from reaching and grabbing that glass of water, and look more at yourself, what it is that you're doing, the doubting or whatever that's blocking this, okay? Because on a financial level, we're not saying that you're going to be, a millionaire, but
right.
what I would say is you will be financially happy and be able to take care of yourself for the remainder of your life. But you got to let go, believe in yourself, and get it done.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Just give me a call later today, and I'll schedule a private session with Michael directly at 1-800.
That would be great.
Yeah, just call me at 1-800-508-6437.
And Vanessa, you have a wonderful, beautiful day. God bless you.
God bless you guys, too. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Well, thank you all for calling in today. It's been a wonderful day. You're talking with Michael Shane at Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your stop pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation.